The Pulp Variety Streamcast and Shrunken Shakespeare Company present Kill Shakespeare, the series. Tonight's episode, The Shrewsbury Showdown, starring Sketch Williams as Hamlet, Robert Davenport as King Richard III, Mac Olden as Falstaff, Jennifer Martina as Lady Macbeth and Nerissa, Yvonne Cohn as Juliet, Equiano Mazzieri as Othello, Mike Marino as Iago, Richard Templeton as Ratcliffe and Demetrius, Sam Parrott as Lysander, Amanda Bandler as Adriana, with Adam Luke as Don John and Ophelia the Cow, and Eric Chase as William Shakespeare. With original music provided by John Fetter, sound designed by Christian LeMay, and live Foley orchestrated by Phil Wasaki, based on the graphic novel by Anthony Del Cole and Connor McCreary from IDW Publishing, adapted for radio by Sketch Williams, Kill Shakespeare the series was performed live at the Crane Theater in New York City.
The prodigals seek revenge and refuge in the town of Shrewsbury, at her only tavern, the Midsummer Night's Dram. With Iago there captive, Falstaff, Juliet, and Othello begin planning their next course of action in their rebellion against the evil King Richard.
I think it is a good spot, Lady Juliet. Room for the people, room for you to speak away from prying eyes, room for food and drink. If only there were a brothel.
Secure, yes, and close to a ready supply of spiced food and drink for what, Falstaff?
Well, if one is trying to convert a mob of farmers into rebels, it is best that they are fed and watered. Shrewsbury will be kind to us, Juliet. All you need is show her the same compassion.
Othello, my once brother, I pray to will that one day I can earn your forgiveness for my betrayals. It must be hard for thee to have your great betrayer so close at hand and yet be subject to another's will.
Do you think Juliet controls me, Iago? Is that what you believe keeps you safe? Do not press me, lest thou press too far.
No, Othello, you misunderstand me. I mean to praise thy demeanor, which has changed so much from whence I knew thee first. The Othello I once served would have torn apart the globe to have Iago's heart in his hands, to squeeze it, and thereby end me.
Tempers are like tides. They change unexpectedly.
But now, Othello, you have become a different man, a man not ruled by his dark passions, a man who looks to serve Will's greater good.
I will not battle words with thee, Iago. Thou always twists them to thine own needs.
All I want is to have my hands unbound and your trust in me renewed.
Keep him away from me, Lady Juliet.
Othello, wait.
It's my fault, lady. I wished so badly to make amends, I played myself the fool, and Othello knew. I told him I was impressed he did not kill me, and that he had held you in such esteem that he would deny his nature. Men should be what they seem.
Be true, Iago. The quality of Will's mercy is not strained. He shall give all of us what he believes we have earned.
Thank you, Lady Juliet. I will try to be true.
Doing would be best. Trying gets tiresome the more you talk of it. Adriana!
Falstaff!
By Shakespeare's quill, what brings you to Shrewsbury?
My cousin, his friend, and I come seeking to join the rebellion. We even managed to find a friend along the way here.
A friend? Who?
Not far from the tavern, Hamlet has his first peaceful sleep in the unlikeliest of places.
Ophelia. Your father will hear us.
Who's Ophelia?
What? Huh?
Is she the cow?
Falstaff? Juliet, thou followed me?
Not at all, lads. I told thee Lady Fate would bring us together, did I not? I just did not expect her to work so quickly.
You said I was free of your alliance. Does that hold?
We came here on our own course, Hamlet, and I keep my promises. You are free to move from here if you wish. But if you would be gentlemanly, you would join us in the field and repay the townsfolk of Shrewsbury for their lodging and food.
'Tis a fine room. Hush, Ophelia.
You have impressed someone, Hamlet. A pretty girl gave me these clothes, freshly cleaned and repaired, and seemed concerned over her handiwork on it. Thank Adriana when you see her. Or will you come to work naked?
Oh, I had pondered where my pants had gone.
I'll see thee in the fields.
You know what a plow is, right?
I am not so harmless, Falstaff.
The wind, whistles sweet songs as the townfolk of Shrewsbury end their day's harvest. Center of all this labor, Lady Juliet hoes the earth as Falstaff and Hamlet plant crops behind her.
You work hard for a prince, Hamlet.
And you move an impressive amount of dirt for a woman, Juliet.
I suppose that I do.
What about me, Hamlet? No compliments on how much dirt I can move?
Would that you had done anything more than drop seeds in holes, Falstaff.
Ah, no truer words have I. I was wrong about you. You do have a way with words after all.
I have always found a small pleasure in working with my hands and in doing something for myself. My father, he was a military man, and he was well acquainted with gripping the sword, if, you know, not the plowshare.
Hamlet!
Ah, the future princess of Denmark?
Quiet with that. Hello, Adriana.
Lord Hamlet, I must give thee my thanks. All the girls speak of the yeoman's efforts put forth by our new guest. It would be a boon to us if you stayed through the harvest.
I cannot. I have duties I must discharge.
You would not stay but for a few days? The season is close to finished. And Hamlet, I would be most happy to care for thy coat whilst thou art with us.
Adriana, thou art kind, but I am no man for you. I bring nothing but woe to women. Thou art too decent a maid to waste your days thinking of one such as me.
Too decent? Of course, my lord.
Know you nothing of the fairer sex, Hamlet?
And what wisdom do you have for me now, great and wise Falstaff?
Oh, be not sharp, Hamlet. Fault here lies not with me.
But it lies with Hamlet. I was truthful, fair, I would say. The maid ran off for no reason.
No reason, Hamlet. Thou call'st her decent. No woman wishes to be spoken of in such a way.
But she seems most kind, sweet, fair.
Then say those words when you woo, but not decent. Decent is for a hunting dog of bidding quality, not a beauty with chestnut tresses.
Fine, fine. Then my words are vinegar, not honey, but I have no desire to woo a maid.
Didst thou desire to hurt one?
All efforts I make are wrong. I speak to a woman honestly, I cause her pain. I choose to defend my father, and I leave a man dead.
Where goes thee, Hamlet?
I leave your side to chart my own destiny, and I find myself cursed to be a coward. I watched as Don John tortured and murdered a fellow prodigal, and I did nothing to save her. Do nothing. I have lost that immortal part of myself. What remains is bestial.
But you are returned, either by fate or by instinct. You've now seen what real evil is. What happened before doesn't matter, Hamlet. What happens now is what you do next.
Well, one thing is certain, you're not great at running away.
At King Richard's castle, he and Lady Macbeth rest in the royal bedchambers, where they engage in some hard work of their own.
Thou aren't the crippled king. Not at all.
I always preferred the otherwise endowed king.
So, what action do we take now that Iago has disappeared? Who will bring the Shadow King and the Quill to us?
I will find both Iago and Hamlet. My men go through every village, even as I lie here. Though, lady, the task would run more quickly were you to lend the Black Guard to the cause.
And take what little safety my people have from your armies away from them. No, Richard, I would not take that chance.
But, my lady, we have the same goal. To see Shakespeare dead and his quill liberated. I have said you will rule at my side. Do you think I have no affection for thee?
You speak often of affection and our glory, Richard, but I have no wish to stand meekly by your side. My late husband should serve as proof of my taste for men's glories. We cannot all be masters, Richard, nor can all masters be truly followed. We be equals or we be enemies. Besides, how will you use Will's quill? Your arm is built for the sword.
My arm?
What?
Do not make sport of me! The waters of my affection could yet be tainted. I could wield Shakespeare's power myself, or find another who will answer my call without complaint.
Of course, Richard.
Ah, lady, we shall be equals. But you will learn to appreciate that I am first amongst us.
Of course, my lord.
Good. Wise to learn now.
My lord, you're needed in the courtyard.
Fetch my robes. I'll see thee later, Lady Gloucester.
Lessons come to all, Richard.
Later back in Shrewsbury, the townsfolk gather at the Midsummer Night's Dram, where the prodigals have called a meeting to rally for their cause.
There is far less joy than when we were welcomed, Nerissa. Far fewer souls as well.
News of poor Shallow's death has spread. They fear supporting your prodigals may be their death.
People of Shrewsbury, I have a confession. I am haunted by a ghost. He seeks me out in the dead of night and whispers into my ear. He reminds me that I was once a spoiled young girl, fated to become a woman who would turn her head at the stories of a tyrant's cruelty to others, as long as my own plate was full. I confess to you that I could have easily supported Richard. But then, because of that narrow vision, because of those selfish concerns, I lost someone more precious to me than gold. And I swore to William that never again would I blind myself to the world around me, that while I stood, I would stand for justice.
You would have us rebel against Richard and die for your past, your mistakes?
No, I would have us fight for our future, to drive out the ghosts that haunt us all.
But Richard leaves us be. Aye, he taxes us, but his men burn other villages, not ours. Why should we take up arms with prodigals and turn Richard's gaze our way?
I know I'm but a young girl, but I know this. Tyrants must be stopped. But we are beneath Richard's notice now. Let us press that advantage. Let us gather without his knowledge, as we do now. Let us chase away our ghosts by gathering as spirits.
This is my favorite part.
Spirits of hope. Spirits of anger, spirits of desiring life. But we must be spirits who are willing to choose the life we deserve. Richard will not give that to us. I tell thee that you are not alone. In every city, in every village I visit, I have found other spirits who are willing to fight. Together, we number more than Richard can imagine. Tyrants will not stop themselves. By will's grace, in this life we are blessed to choose what our role shall be. I choose to stand and fight Richard. Shall you choose to be like the ghosts, invisible, or shall you choose to be a spirit that rises to take back your life? So which shall it be? Shall you remain dead, cold, lifeless, waiting for Richard to strike, or shall we choose to finally live?
We shall find adventure, Demetrius. We shall fight for freedom!
Aye, Lysander.
Nerissa, I must go. Tell everyone the rebellion has come.
Finally, finally.
That's quite a woman, eh, Hamlet?
Remarkable does come to mind.
Juliet! Juliet!
Iago, what does the...
I know that thou hast no cause to hear my words, as anything but discordant, but I tell thee, Juliet, the music and lyrics of thy voice has touched me. I have sworn my loyalty to Hamlet, but what I have seen, what thou hast spoke of, Lady Capulet, I pledge my services to you.
Now just thou wait.
That scream. Who's...
To the window.
No, Adriana.
Don John.
It seems as if I have discovered a whole nest of prodigals. Drag the rabbits out of their warren and find out who led this little gathering.
We must flee, Juliet. You do these people no favor by being discovered. In fact, flight is the greatest boon you can grant them. Richard would burn this village to the ground if he knew these people sheltered thee.
If we run, then all I said here today was a lie.
Then lie, but live.
Juliet, if I may, lady.
Utter one word, and it shall be thy last.
No! Leave me be! Help! Help!
Stay steady, wench. My fellows will have their turns ruining your pretty face.
Juliet!
I cannot keep these hands idle, Othello.
Juliet, it is suicide for us all.
Falstaff, give me your chair.
Are you tired? Hamlet, wait!
Take your time, men.
John, behind you!
What?
Get him!
For Will!
The prodigals!
Attack, you fools!
Will's teeth!
Wait, Othello, free me! Let me fight beside you. You need me. Let it be as it once was, Othello and Iago, brothers at arms.
You!
Othello, why you raise your sword, sir? No! My bindings. For a moment, I thought you were going to
be true, Iago. Be true. For once in your wretched life, be true.
Iago, thou art not with us.
No longer, poor soldier.
Always the coward, Don John. Thou shouldst have died many times before today.
I've already killed one prodigal leader, Juliet. Thou shalt merely be another notch upon my sword.
After I kill thee, Don John, Shakespeare shall send thee to hell for what thou didst to Shallow.
Ugh. Farewell!
Farewell!
Stay back! If an errant sword pierces your breast, so too does the prodigal rebellion die. We will protect thee, Lady Juliet.
Rebellion? The die is cast now, is it not, Othello?
If we survive this day, your next title will be General Juliet.
That was very brave of thee, Hamlet. This day will be won because of that bravery.
I simply fought for an innocent girl.
Yes, but what you chose, that fight when no one else did, whatever cowardice that you have accused yourself of, know now that you are wrong.
That night, after the battlefield of Shrewsbury had been cleared of blood and bodies, the townspeople celebrate their first blow against King Richard and join the prodigal ranks.
If this be the spoils of war, then let me rot.
Where is Iago?
The man killed his former comrades. His thoughts fill his stomach.
Do you trust him now, Othello?
Completely, no. I trust not a man's words, but how I see him act. However, there was no gain for Iago in turning his sword against Richard's men. Perhaps.
Ah, and here the hero is, our prophesied prodigal prince himself.
Do you always celebrate after such battles?
These people aren't celebrating a battle, Hamlet, but freedom. Present and future liberation from Richard.
Too soon it may be. But perhaps this is the last time they'll be this happy until we defeat the crippled king.
Well, don't gaze at me. Where there's drink and there's women, there will be Falstaff. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll see a heavy-bosomed lass in need of my assistance.
She doesn't seem in need.
She will after we're properly introduced. Don't wait up!
You too, Othello.
I was never one for parties, milady. Sleep is a friend I can reunite with tonight.
Then rest, my friend.
Prince Hamlet.
Master Othello.
General Capulet.
Captain.
One day, you'll have to tell me how thou came to meet Othello.
I fear you won't believe the tale.
Of all the men to say that to, I'd do more than humor you.
Fair.
To you! Lady Juliet.
No, Hamlet. To you. And the rebellion. May you and I bring an end to all this madness.
To end madness. No finer toast will e'er be made.
If we spirits have offended, think but this, and all is mended. Thus the bard himself, warlock or deity be, hath thrown all his creation into one entity. So brings the end, but do not fear. This is but volume one of Kill Shakespeare.
Thank you for listening to the Pulp Variety Streamcast. This episode was brought to you by Ash Candipo and Shrunken Shakespeare Company, produced by Yvonne Cohn, Jennifer Martina, and Sketch Williams. For more info on future performances, please follow the Pulp Variety Streamcast at PV Streamcast on Twitter. Make sure to like us on Facebook and leave a review for us on iTunes. Visit www.pulpvarietystreamcast.com for ticketing information to see PVS perform live. And make sure to check out Shrunken Shakespeare Company at www.shrunkenshakespeare.com. I'm Amanda Bamler, the Queen of the Darned. Good night, world.